Jesus' name. Let's church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. You may be seated. We thank God for this day. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And we should be glad and praise him and magnify his holy name. Hallelujah. We thank God for Father's Day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father's Day is a very special day. Amen. And hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. That he have came into our lives. Amen. And he have blessed us. Amen. He is raising up men. Amen. Hallelujah. Godly men to make a stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes, amen, the stand that a person make, amen, that is not popular to some people, amen. But we have to stand for holiness, amen. We have to stand for holiness. We have to live a life, amen, hallelujah, that is going to be pleasing to God, amen. Hallelujah. We have to make a stand, amen, when nobody else will stand, we got to stand. Hallelujah, amen. Because he have called us to be leaders, hallelujah. And amen. And I done found out over the years that, amen, hallelujah, sometimes is not popular, amen. But, you know, we got to follow the word of God. We have to follow the word of God, amen. So let us turn our Bibles to Luke 15, hallelujah. Let us turn our Bibles to Luke 15, and we're going to hear what thus said the Lord. The Lord, amen, spoke to my heart last night and this morning, amen. And, you know, Luke 15, the prodigal son, amen. You know, we have heard that, I think, over and over again, amen. And this particular, these particular verses, amen, as you read it, you can find out, amen, there's a lot of meaning in here, amen, and there's a lot of examples of parables and what God is trying to, amen, what God is saying to us, amen. So he put it on my heart, amen, to come this morning, and I'm going to start, amen. Luke 15, I'm only going to read two verses, 20 and 21. Amen. Luke 20 and 21. And it began, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the readers of his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. The subject of our lesson today, the love of a father. The love of a father. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke gives a parable, amen, here that is, it's so awesome, amen. When I was reading this and I was studying this, amen, you know, I saw a lot of things, amen, but the Lord, the Holy Spirit wanted to keep me on that love of a father. Hallelujah. The love of a father. What is a father? A father is a, and this is the biblical interpretation of what a father is. The father is a male parent of a husband of a household in Bible time. He is in charge with the responsibility of providing for the family and give religious instruction to the children. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes a father have to make tough decisions. Amen. But when a father, amen, has sought God, amen, as, amen, the way that he should go, amen, and he's living a life, amen, that it is pleasing to God, amen, hallelujah. The decisions sometimes that he make, amen, it's not very popular, like I said, amen. And sometimes, amen, the kids won't understand, amen. Sometimes not even the wife would understand. But hallelujah, but when you're praying and seeking God, amen, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, you have to stand on that solid rock. You have to stand on what God have told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We don't want to deviate just because, amen, hallelujah, others don't agree. Hallelujah. A father, amen, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, I have to do things, amen, and go places, amen, that he don't want to go, amen. Hallelujah. He has to do things sometimes that, hallelujah, he don't want to do, amen. Hallelujah. But he have to take care of his family. Amen. And we see a parable here. Amen. The love of a father. We all know the story of the prodigal son. Amen. The father had two sons. Amen. And one of the younger son came to him one day. He got tired of being under his father's rules. Amen. Hallelujah. And he came into his father and told his father, Father, give me my portion. Hallelujah. Like he really did deserve a portion. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The father had built, amen, hallelujah, had built this particular place where he was at. He the one that had build it, amen, hallelujah. God had blessed him, amen. So the son, amen, didn't want to be under the father's roof, the younger son. So he wanted a portion of what the father has built, amen. And this man, being a father, amen, loved his son, amen, didn't argue with him, amen, hallelujah. If that would have been one of us, we'd say, hallelujah. Amen. Huh? You better go on your own and make it on your own. Amen. But the love of a father. Amen. He saw, you know, I just can imagine, amen, as I read this, amen, he must have looked in his son's eyes. Hallelujah. And the hurt that he's felt because everything he did, he was doing it for his sons. He knew that one day, amen, he was going to be gone, amen, and he was going to leave the inheritance to his sons, amen. Hallelujah. Back in the Bible days, the older get a bigger portion than the younger. But the younger came to him and wanted some of what he thought he should have. Hallelujah. Did he really appreciate what he had? Apparently not. Hallelujah. So the father said, okay, and gave the younger son a portion of what he had. It wasn't much because back in them days, the older son get more than the younger. But that younger son took it
in a couple of days, amen, I guess as he stood around the house, amen, he said, well, it's time to go, amen. And the Bible said he went out and he partied. As we used to say long ago, he party hardy, amen. He had some money in his pocket, amen, hallelujah. And he went out, amen, and Joe had a good time, amen, hallelujah. Oh, he accumulated a lot of friends, amen, hallelujah. Amen, when you got money, hey boy, you're going to have some friends, amen, hallelujah. Oh, but after a while, see, amen, this young man didn't think about the future. He thought about what was happening now, amen. That's like some of us, amen, hallelujah. But there was a famine coming, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, young kids today don't look at, amen, tomorrow, amen. They look at now, amen. They don't realize that there's a famine coming, amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, they don't realize to get out there and get on your own is going to cost you something, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yeah, first of all, you got to have a place to stay at, amen. Hallelujah. That's going to cost, amen. Second of all, you're going to have a light bill, guy. You're going to have utility bills. Let me put it like that, amen. That costs money. And third of all, you're going to have to eat. Amen. Hallelujah. That definitely costs money. Amen. So therefore, you got to have a job. So what little money that he had, amen, it wasn't going to last. Oh, think about that. I heard my son said, took one day, Michaela was talking about, oh, what's she going to do? And she going to do this and do that. And my son turned around and looked at it. He said, oh, it costs too much out there. I'm going to stay home. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nowadays, most definitely it costs it. Everything is so high, amen. Hallelujah. You know, you can barely make it, amen. Two people working can barely make it. But this, amen, hallelujah, young man, the Bible says, went out and blew his money, amen. And then there came a famine, and hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, where was his friends? Oh, hallelujah. They took all his money out there partying, and then he didn't have no money. Then a famine came. What happened? Hallelujah. He got hungry. The Bible said, amen, he got so hungry that he gave himself to the people of the land. Hallelujah. He went out there, amen, and got a job feeding hogs. Oh, hallelujah. And for a Jewish person to deal with hog, amen, that is a disgrace. Hallelujah. Jewish people don't deal with hogs, amen. They think swine, what they call them, amen. They're unclean things, amen. Hallelujah. But this man, this young man, hallelujah, was so hungry, even the sloth that he was feeding a hog, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, we ain't never been that hungry, hallelujah, here, amen. We got it made, hallelujah. Where you be so hungry, amen, even the pig food look good, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this man reasoned within himself. I like what the Bible says. He said, this man thought about it. Amen. That's good, amen, that he thought about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, even the servants at my father's house eat better than this. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I think I'll go back home. Oh, hallelujah. And I will ask my father, amen, hallelujah. I want to be a servant, amen. At least I'm going to have some bread on the table, amen. Hallelujah. At least I'm going to have somewhere to bathe at. Hallelujah. You know, mess around in a hog pen, amen. You get nasty. You get stinky, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. He said, I think I'll go back home, amen, and I'll go to my father, amen, hallelujah, and I asked him, let him know, amen, that I need a place to stay at, amen. You know, sometimes, oh, let me go ahead, go on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. But as he was walking on his way home, amen, and I believe by what the Bible said, he was thinking about all this, what he was going to say to his father, because he left to himself on bad terms. Amen. Hallelujah. So he was thinking about this. Hallelujah. And as he was, the Bible says, as he was far off, amen, as he was far off, amen, hallelujah, here was the father who loved his son, hallelujah, saw him afar off, and hallelujah, and the father, amen, knew that it was him, hallelujah. 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 The Bible said, was saying, amen, said that he looked, amen, and the son was far off. So therefore, the Bible is telling me he was looking for his son every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is a father that loves his son. The love of a father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And he saw his son. He knew his son walk, hallelujah, because he loved his son, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you love, amen, your son, your daughter, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you love your wife, hallelujah, you know the things that she don't like, hallelujah. You know the son, the things that the son don't like. You pay attention to them, amen. Hallelujah. You know about them. You know them. To know them, hallelujah. Jesus said, to know me is to love me, amen. Hallelujah. If you love a person, you will pay attention to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The father saw the son coming. Hallelujah. The father looked up. I can just see, amen, and imagine, amen, this man, hallelujah, seeing his son far off, hallelujah, and he's looking. And the Bible said the father didn't take one iota, amen. He took off. He didn't care who saw him, amen. And back in them days, amen, a grown man wouldn't run like that, amen. The Bible says, amen, amen. But the man saw his son, amen, and he loved his son, and he went to his son, amen. That is a picture of God, amen. God love, amen, his children. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, we think that we can do it better on our own, amen. We want to go and do our own thing, amen. But, oh, hallelujah, you don't know how good we have it over here on holiness side until you go back out there in the world and you see the condition of the world. Sometimes, hallelujah, we think that we're the master of our own destiny. We want to go out. We want to venture out, amen. We want to go out there, amen, hallelujah, and mess around, hallelujah. I know when I was a young Christian, amen, and I was going down the street in my car, amen, hallelujah, and I had it on a radio station, a Christian radio station, and this evangelist came on there, and she was talking, amen, about people backsliding, and she said, don't play around on the devil playground, amen, hallelujah, and I heard it, amen, hallelujah, I heard it, I said, amen, but but later on, amen, I had a friend talk me in to going to a bar, amen, hallelujah, I said, hallelujah, he talked me in to going to a bar, I went to the bar, amen, I told this before, amen, I went to the bar, amen, and I, back in the days, amen, before I got saved, I was a pool
pool. I love to shoot pool. Amen. I was a hustler. Amen. Hallelujah. And I started playing pool with my friend. Amen. And look at here, man. I was shooting good, Bishop. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't think I never shot that good before. Amen. Hallelujah. But I know. Hallelujah. But the devil was trying to pull me back in there. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there was a party going on, and everybody was up there dancing. And I just happened to look up. Amen. And I seen people swaying back and forth. And I seen a 3D image. Amen. Hallelujah. And it scared me. Amen. And the first thing came to my mind, the Holy Spirit brought back to me, is don't play around on the devil playground. Oh, hallelujah. I should have listened to my father. Hallelujah. I walked out of that place and I ain't never been back again. Amen. To no bar. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, amen, my father loved me. Amen. And he knew what was best for me. But he allowed me to put myself in this place in order, amen, that he could speak to my heart and show me I didn't have no business where I was. The father, amen, this father in this parable, amen, of the prodigal son, amen, he allowed his son to go off to teach his son a lesson, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he didn't know if he was going to come back or not. Hallelujah. But sometime, oh, the old saying we used to have, if you love someone, let them go. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them go. Amen. If you love them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His father let the son go. He gave him something that he did not deserve. It wasn't his from the start. Amen. But he gave it to him in order to teach him a lesson. Amen. That, hallelujah, there's no place like a father's home. Hallelujah. There's no place, amen, like being wrapped up in God's arms. Because God knows what's best for us. He will teach us, amen. That song Aaron was singing, my God is awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. He keep you in a valley. Hallelujah. The Bible said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou is with me, hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, what comforts me? Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. The God of my salvation, the Father, one day came into my life and saved me. Not only did he save me, he put his spirit within me. Hallelujah. He gave me his word. His word, amen, that same word that became flesh, amen, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. One day, amen, I got to the point of my life, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me from all unrighteousness. That's the God that we serve, hallelujah. The song said he touched me, hallelujah. One Sunday morning, he touched me. Hallelujah. Oh, and my life was changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said, and he arose and came to his father. Hallelujah. But when he was yet a great way off, amen, the father saw him and had what? Compassion on him. Amen. I thank God that he had compassion on me. Oh, hallelujah. Look at him. He had compassion. Although we didn't deserve nothing, God had compassion on us. Salvation is of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Hallelujah. He had compassion on us. Hallelujah. God looked down one day and said, I think I'll save you and you and you and you and you and you. Amen. He didn't have to do it,
but the love and the compassion. It may I was reading in Luke, amen, and God, amen, was Jesus was going about healing people and preaching the gospel, amen, hallelujah. And then he looked up when he was coming to Jerusalem. He saw the people coming, and he had compassion on them, amen. He said they was like sheep without shepherds, amen. He came here to be our shepherd, amen. Hallelujah. To lead and guide us. That's the love he had for, that's the Father's love. Hallelujah. His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Oh, hallelujah. He wasn't ashamed. He didn't care what people say about him. His whole goal was to get to his son. He said up there in another verse, amen, in the same chapter, he said he will leave the 99 and go after the one. The 99 is already saved. That one is lost. Hallelujah. He said, I will leave the 99 and go after that one. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. And he said, and the son said unto him, Father. Oh, hallelujah. The son realized, amen, how good he had it made, how good he had it at his home. Amen. He came back and said, Father. Look at verse 21. I have sinned. He repent. He was repentant. He said, I have sinned. Amen. Hallelujah. Against heaven. That's the first thing we must recognize. Amen. Repentance. Lord, I have sinned against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. In Psalms 51 and 4, David said, against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. David, amen. After God, amen, had called David from a little boy and showed him great and mighty things, amen. He brought David up, amen. David, amen, was a shepherd, amen. And the shepherd, amen, had to protect the sheep, amen. And the lion came and the bear came. And God, amen, caused David to have victory over them, amen. He sent the man of God and anointed David. And David, amen, became a king after he went through some trials and tribulations. God carried him through that. But David, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, where he should have been, amen, a place where he should have been, he wasn't. He relaxed. Saints, you cannot relax, amen, because we have an adversary, which is the devil, and he come to kill, steal, and destroy, amen. He come, amen, to discount everything that God has said. He come to take you out. He told Peter, amen, Jesus told Peter, Peter, the devil want to sift you like wheat. Peter, the devil want to take you out. But Peter, I have already prayed for you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But David dishonored God by going and sleeping with a married woman. Hallelujah. And for a whole year, David kept that to, he thought he kept it to himself. But see, he, hallelujah, God sees everything. Oh, hallelujah. God sees everything. God is, amen, he's high and lifted up. He said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Amen. God sees everything. Amen. Hallelujah. If you were to go to the deepest part of the ocean, God is there. If you go to the faraway country, God is there. If you made your bed in hell, God is there. God sees everything. God knows your thoughts. Though unclean thoughts, amen. God knows the reason, amen, you're here today.
Oh, hallelujah. You can't hide from God. Hallelujah. You can't hide from God. God knows everything. And David, amen, hallelujah. God sent Nathan to David and told David, amen, that what he had did. I won't go into what he told David, amen. We all know it, amen. And David, amen, hallelujah, repented. He repented, amen, hallelujah. And he said, against you, Lord, against you have I sinned. Hallelujah. See, when we sin against who? God. Hallelujah. This young man said, amen, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and again and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Oh, hallelujah. We're not worthy, amen, hallelujah, on our own, but through Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, amen, he came into the world to die for our sins. Because, amen, we weren't able, amen, hallelujah, to take on the task, amen, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ took on, amen. Jesus Christ came and died for the sins of the whole world. He was nailed to a cross for our sins. Amen. He was beaten for our sins. He was abused for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Oh, hallelujah. We are healed. This man recognized that he was a sinner. And he wanted to do something about it. See, God would not force his will upon you. He give everybody. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. He said, amen. In 1 Timothy 2:4, he said, his desire that all men should be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth, amen. Hallelujah. God, amen, want us to be saved, but he won't force it on us, amen. He want us to turn on our own will, amen, and come to him with a, oh, hallelujah, come to him, amen, and fall down on our knees, amen, and ask him to forgive us. He said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sin. And he would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe. Hallelujah. Look at God. Hallelujah. This is a picture of what God. Hallelujah. They said when we get to heaven, we're going to pull on our robe. We're going to have, he's going to give us a ring. Amen. He's going to give us his shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to walk around heaven all day long. He said, bring the best robe and put it on him, and hey, hallelujah, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. That's the God that we serve, amen. God said, this man came, amen, with a hallelujah. He regretted for what he had done, amen. He was sorry for his sin, amen. And God honored that, amen. And God said, bring him on, amen. Put the robe on him. Put some shoes on him. Put a ring on him. He is my son, amen. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. The Father loves us. A father had forgiveness for what his son hath done. And at the same time, amen, our sons and daughters, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can say none of us in here, amen, hallelujah, know how precious they are, know how precious they are, hallelujah, to us, hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, you have to discipline them. Sometimes you have to do things, amen, that they're not going to like. But Father knows best. Amen. Let me tell you something, kids, young men. I'm going to tell this story and I'm going to stop. Amen. Some of y'all didn't heard it before. God, there was a man that, matter of fact, I even can say his name. I heard this on Dr. Dobson, Focus on the Family. He said he had a hamster. Some of y'all know what a hamster is, a little rat. Amen. Somebody, ooh. But, amen, I had one a long time ago, too. Amen. Hallelujah. But this hamster, amen, was in a cage. And he had a little dog. And the hamster run around the cage. That hamster wanted to get out on his own, to venture off. And Dr. Dobson said he sat back in a chair and he had see the whole thing. Amen. That little dog was sitting around the corner looking at that hamster. He was ready. Oh, he was waiting for that hamster to get out. Amen. So he can pounce on him. That hamster didn't see that dog. Amen. But Dr. Dobson said, that's the way, amen, God is. God sees everything. Amen. He sees, he sees, amen, that the devil is waiting on you. When you're in your home with your family, you're being raised in church, amen, that's the best place to be. But once you get out on your own, you have a choice to make. Are you going to follow the instruction of the parent, or are you going to venture off on your own? The devil is waiting out there. Amen. He's waiting. He's waiting to take you out. He got people out there for you, waiting for you to come out and show you a good time. The devil is the master of what he does because he's been doing it a long time. The parent is sitting back and see all of this because they have been there before. Hallelujah. And they know what's best for you. Amen. God loves you. Amen. And he wants what's best for you. Let us stand. Hallelujah. The Father's love. The Bible said, no greater love have any man than this, than that he laid down his life for you. God sent his son. His son laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. To give us an opportunity, amen, to get right with the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now is the time of salvation. Right now. I don't care what you have done, where you have been. Hallelujah. God forgives us. He forgives us. And he said he don't want none to perish, but all to come into repentance. In Revelation said, behold, I come to the door of your heart, and I'm knocking. And if any man see you, if any man hear my voice, harden not your heart. But open that door and allow me to come in and spend some time with you. He said in another verse, he said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. God love us. I thank God that I'm saved. I thank God that I don't have to go through the things that I used to go through anymore. But when it get kind of rough, amen, I can go into my closet and fall down on my knees and give glory to God. I can praise him. I can say, thank you, Lord. He already know what I'm going through, amen. But I have a relationship with him. You who don't know him can have a personal relationship with him. And you can go to him and ask the Lord and say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I'm sorry. I turn to you, Lord, and I ask you to come into my heart and deliver me and set me free. I want you to be my God and my Lord, my Savior. Once you do that, you're on your way. Hallelujah. If anyone don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you can come now. If anyone, not only that, if anyone had walked away from the Lord, hallelujah, you can come now and get right. That if God should come back today, amen, you know, you can have confidence, amen, that you know that you know that you know, amen, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not only for, amen, this is for all of us, the young kids, amen, hallelujah, the teenagers, the adults, the older folks, hallelujah. Father God in heaven, the creator and sustainer of life, the earth is yours in the fullness thereof, and all that's in it belong to you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, that this is a day that you have made, a day to honor the Father. We have a heavenly Father that knows who he's in touch with all our weakness and our infirmities. And he is there with us. He is our shield, our buckler. He's our power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, this day, knowing that you are working all things out for the good. And we pray, Lord, that thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody need prayer right now, you can come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for this day. Hallelujah. God is